all into a box in an imitation leather case. In the end, the best kind of container may be something you can actually carry, a grab bag rather than a heavy chest. There is in America a 100 Things movement founded by a blogger named Dave Bruno, who's a kind of San Diego-style Gandhi and who encourages people to limit their possessions to just 100 things. I'm a bit of a way off at the moment, but having surveyed my many storage solutions, I think I might just start clearing out a couple of drawers.
The novelist Ian Sansom with tonight's essay in his series looking at our relationship with furniture. Tomorrow night, in the last of the series, Ian climbs the wooden hill to Bedfordshire to explore the history and culture of the bed. The essay tomorrow night at 10:45.
From cottage kitchens to minimalist studios, the space where a composer works has a profound impact on their music and is deeply personal. Here and Now opens the door on composers' rooms to explore the relationship between environment and composition.
I'm not somebody who finds the process of composition particularly easy or even pleasurable a lot of the time. It's very hard work, and I like to work in a nest.
Join me, Sarah Moore Peach, as I step inside composers' rooms from Oliver Nussen to Judith Weir, Matthew Herbert and Tansy Davis. You can download each one from the Radio 3 website or tune in to Here and Now every Saturday from 10 o'clock.
This is BBC Radio 3. This Thursday night, it's just gone 11 o'clock, and joining us, hot foot from his kitchen, here's Nick Luscombe.
Yes, indeed. Fancy a cuppa, John? Starting tonight's Late Junction, that's Amondil 2 from the classic 1970 krautrock release Yeti and that track Cerberus. On tonight's programme, we've got another architectural composition from the Royal College of Music. New tracks from Nickel Creek. We've got some Sharon Van Etten and Alexis Taylor from Hot Chip. Back in time with Drexia and some recently unearthed secret recordings from the East German Olympic training programme from the 1970s. And playing in the background, musician, producer and sound designer Jakub Zamoyski from Lublin in Poland. This is Ruth 3.8.
Thank you.
That's Taxi Dancer from the six-piece band from Los Angeles, who combined Cambodian pop music and lyrics with psychedelic rock. And before that, another fine release from Japan's EM Records, this time from Australia's Anthony Meyer, otherwise known as Sheriff Lindo, with the 10 dubs that shook the world, reworking the bass speakers in the studio tonight. Dub Express, the name of that. Feel free to tweet in, by the way, at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Not unless you're reporting broken speaker cones, that's nothing to do with me. Next up, there's a brand new Nickel Creek album. There's been an 8-year delay in this one, but it's worth it. It's worth waiting for. From A Dotted Line, this is Elephant in the Corn.
I do. I do. Yes, it's right.
Good.
I pay.
Country.
Yes, it's right, it's there.
It's there.
Except Babs, this yellow put a zigzag flat on concrete.
Except Babs, this is yellow hold the mirror.
Hey, Bapo, you come to Kuala Kuala. Stop the Kucho Sanjala Latons, Biggie Coppers, Paz, and Misam. Vandela Ranos, Buofa.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible, love that. British composer John Cutler with Movement 1 from his Boogie Nights album. And before that, Elias and his Zigzag Jive Flutes, led by South Africa penny whistle player and singer Aaron Big Voice Jack Lerole. That's an original 78 recording of Tom Hark, which was a big hit back in 1958. We had an email from Andrew Cohen, who heard me play that 80s sort of folk synth track earlier in the week from No Right Turn, and suggests listening to Roger McGuinn's efforts in the late 60s, particularly, he says, Fiddler a Dram, a bonus track on the CD reissue of The Ballad of Easy Rider. Although he does go on to say, it's not that great, but it's there. Well, we may well dig that one out for you, Andrew. Let's have a listen to it first, maybe for next week. Malian musician Fatoumata Diawara now with music from the new Rough Guide to Mali compilation. This is Makun Umu. That's a very special Record Store Day release out on April the 19th. Hot Chips, Alexis Taylor covering William Onyebor's Atomic Bomb, assisted by the Lijiadu Sisters, of course, and the Atomic Bomb Band as well. And before that, you heard a new track from Brooklyn's Sharon Van Etten, Taking Chances, the first song taken from her new album, Are We There, the name of it. You may have seen a brilliant documentary called Kanzeon from a few years ago, which focuses on the importance of sound and performance within Japanese Buddhism. And it features some great scenes of a hip-hop DJ monk called Tatsumi. Here's a track from his new musical project called Travel Through Worlds, featuring Illubia. This is Creatures. I'm sorry.
piano. It's a beatbox.
Thank you.
It's great to hear that again from Drexia from his 2002 Trezor released Harness the Storm, and that was Mission to Ossia, signed it and back. I hope you've also enjoyed the tracks I've been playing this week from Royal College of Music students responding to architectural works at the Sensing Spaces exhibition. I've got three more next week, and tonight's is from Danny Howard, written for brass quintet, inspired by the room designed by architects Pezzo van Ulrich Schalsen. This piece explores the idea that very simple materials can be constructed in a particular way in order to create something of great complexity and beauty. This is Blue Pavilion.
Thank you.
Music from Brass Mask, a brand new horns and percussion octet from their Spy Boy album, and before that a really assured piece from Danny Howard from the Royal College of Music. Deptford folk trio Efrat now, and a new album coming soon. It's called Losing Hour, and from it this is The Beards.
Der Zug am Leibe, der Zug am Leibe, hat an mir seine Bleibe. Der Zug am Leibe.
Krohn, Jestram and Lipuk from Dear Mr. Singing Club and Der Zug am Leiber. And before that, music from an album of songs from the talented singing family, the Campbells of Greep. A better track by Anne Mitchie, an archive recording courtesy of the School of Scottish Studies, the University of Edinburgh. I'm going to end tonight's programme with a track from the second selection from the Kosmische Laufe archive, which has unearthed the secret audio work of the East German Olympic programme. Volume 2 includes music from the early years of the project up to one of the final pieces recorded in 1983. Here's Morgan Ruter from 1977, described as a piece of pulsing motoric joy. Good night.
This is BBC Radio 3. A very warm welcome if you've just tuned in. I'm Katriana Young and I hope you'll stay with me for a while for Music Through the Night. To start with, let me introduce you to some rising stars of classical music. Four musicians who met as children at a musical summer camp, and by the time they were in their mid-teens, they'd already formed a serious ensemble, the Danish String Quartet. Since then, they've had the most spectacular career and they've now been named Radio 3 Young Generation Artists. We catch up with them in Warsaw at the 2012 Mazovia Goes Baroque Festival, where they began with Haydn, the father of the string quartet. This is the fifth of his Opus 64 set, known as The Lark.